Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. Futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures trading up 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are steady, with the US 10-year yield at 1.28%. The dollar is broadly softer. Oil is up on a larger-than-expected API crude inventory draw. Gold is down. Industrial metals are mostly higher. Early downside pressure is coming from concerns over the growth outlook after weakness in China activity data overnight. However, the downside is limited amid a long-standing buy-the-dip theme and a supportive policy environment. China data included a miss in retail sales, fixed asset investment, and industrial production. In addition, Reuters Tankan revealed that Japan manufacturing sentiment was at a five-month low, while a rebound in core machinery orders was smaller than expected. And in Europe, the focus is on UK CPI, which saw its biggest jump in August since 1997. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, Empire manufacturing, export and import prices, capacity utilization and industrial production, and crude inventories. While Canadian CPI is also due today. In other news, US-China tensions remain elevated, with the Financial Times reporting that President Biden proposed a face-to-face summit with Xi Jinping during their conference call last week. However, Xi did not take him up on the offer, leading some US officials to conclude that Beijing is continuing to play hardball with Washington. Instead, Xi insisted that Washington adopt a less strident tone towards Beijing. The US had considered the G20 gathering in Italy in October for a possible summit, but Chinese media have suggested that Xi may not attend. Separately, Xinhua cited comments from China ambassador to the US, Qin Gang, who urged Washington to make earnest efforts to improve bilateral ties. Qin acknowledged the latest council survey results, which indicated concerns among the American business community about uncertainties caused by bilateral relations. Meanwhile, SEC Chair Gensler warned Chinese firms face faster delisting from US markets if they fail to comply with audit rules. While in other geopolitical news, Reuters cited a South Korea statement that North Korea fired a pair of ballistic missiles off its east coast. Japan's Coast Guard also said an object that could be a ballistic missile was fired from North Korea that landed outside its exclusive economic zone. Japan Prime Minister Suga condemned the apparent test launch and called it outrageous. In corporate news, KKR has terminated discussions regarding a potential voluntary public takeover offer for Germany's Zooplus. Bloomberg reported that Citrix Systems is considering a sale of the company and is planning to reach out to potential buyers in the next few weeks. The Financial Times reported that Pfizer expects to apply in November for US authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine with BioNTech for children aged between 6 months and 5 years old. And CNBC reported that Canadian National has told Kansas City Southern it will not try to improve its offer for the company, clearing the way for a deal with Canadian Pacific. Asian equities finished lower overnight. Hong Kong again took the brunt of the region's selling, this time with Macau casino stocks substantially lower on fears of a crackdown on gambling in the city. Mainland China shares also finished lower. Japan closed down as investors booked profits a day after the Nikkei reached a 31-year high. Australia also finished marginally weaker. Taiwan was down around 0.5% despite a potential price increase from TSMC, while Korea was one of the few bourses that saw a gain. In regional news, China Evergrande shares were lower again and may be heading for a managed collapse rather than a bailout or restructuring, as the housing ministry told major banks that the company will not make its September 20th loan interest payments. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In European news, Reuters cited comments by Spanish Governing Council member Dacos, who stuck with the ECB's mantra on inflation, emphasizing it is closely monitoring developments but not currently seeing second-round effects. Bloomberg reported the UK's leading recruitment industry group has called for a relaxation of immigration rules to help with labour shortages. And gas and electricity prices in the UK and continental Europe continue to post record highs on a daily basis. EU governments are stepping in to cushion the blow to consumers in Spain, Italy, and Greece. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.